Two nights before Halloween, and just before the evening's first hayride, co-owners Leo and Jennifer Martin meet me under the giant skull at the front gate.
This is obviously the ticket booth and where you come in. These are some of our concession stands where you can stop and get a snack. Cider donuts, number one seller.
Jennifer doesn't mention the hearse or the costumed actors roaming around the grounds that host a rodeo the rest of the year. The Double M Haunted Hayrides have been operating in Ballston Spa off Route 67 for 25 years. It's an event the Martin family prepares for year-round.
We have such a huge repeat customer, so, you know, we're a big autumn tradition here in this area, so we have to keep it fresh and exciting for everybody to come back. We always have to have something new, and we go to a big haunted show out in St. Louis every year where we see new animatronics and makeup and costumes and stuff. It's a giant show. It's a big industry. People don't realize, you know, actually how big it is.
Keeping up with the latest equipment also means following the horror trends, but there are a few haunts that continue to be the most popular.
Zombies have been the big one for us.
Haunted Hayrides at the Double M began as a franchised attraction originally out of Syracuse in 1991. Leo says his family took it over after a handful of years and put their own spin on it. While a lot changed over 25 years and the staff has nearly tripled, Leo says some things remain the same.
Yeah, you got to have lots of people to scare people. It's just that we're specialists in the startle scare. That's what we do here. Yeah.
The full experience takes about 30 to 40 minutes. The guests hauled through the woods by a tractor are accompanied by a monitor who serves as a sort of interpreter for the ride. Monitor Scott Miner, whose ghoul name is Sin, explains what it takes to do his job.
Nerves of steel, and being dead definitely helps.
Miner says coffee doesn't hurt either.
Different people have different reactions, so you kind of work off that and improvise, and it always turns out great.
When it's showtime, the guests pile onto the hay-covered wagon.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Little beasties, welcome to the original haunted hayride here at the Double M. My name is Shade the Strange, the Skeleton King.
Shade the Strange, whose real name is Ralph Politano, is our monitor tonight.
This is my favorite job. Out of all my jobs that I've had in the past 3 years, this is the one I look forward to.
Oh, who are you and why are you here?
I don't know. Who are you, Scarecrow?
The Scarecrow gives us a few safety tips.
I am the guardian of the dark side, and travel is not granted until my terms are agreed upon.
The ride passes the Scarecrow, and the guests give a scream for undead cowboy mascot Scary Harry.
One, two,
three!
I won't spoil the surprise of what's lurking in the woods, but there are plenty of scares along the way.
What are you looking at over there?
We're excited to premiere, so laugh a laugh or shed a tear. Kick back, relax, no need to fear.
The puppet show, a trio of animatronic singers, entertain the crowd. Of course, the crowds don't come here for song and dance. We also encounter an assortment of serial killers, the aforementioned zombies, and of course, a chainsaw-wielding madman. When the hayride stops, it's not over. The guests have to travel on foot through the Stockyard, Salvage, Last Inn, and Clown Carnival. Outside the front gate, preparing for the last push before Halloween, Jennifer says her and her family are happy to see hayride season come and go, but that they'll continue the tradition for years to come.
We do have fun. It's a lot of work, but I would say probably just the people making, you know, people are here, they're happy. They're here to have fun. And I like that, you know, we're a tradition in this area for this time of year, for sure.
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.
I thought I looked creepy. Look at these two here.